Live from State Street in the heart of Chicago, you are listening to the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. And this is Black and Abdallah, WMVP, WSHE, HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Blanket Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We'll be on the air until 8 o'clock tonight. If you're able to be with us at around 7:55 this evening, we have a terrible song of the night for you.
It is one that we
have dreaded this moment for quite some time. There's a specific band that many have been asking for us to play a song from them in the Song of the Night feature on our show for a long time. We can't stand the band at all. This terrible song of the night will be featured this evening. It goes with a theme, but tonight is the night that all you strangers who enjoy this band, you'll get the song this evening. And they are already trying to guess what it is in the Twitch chat. And I will not confirm nor deny whether or not they've already said it. But it's out there. So that's at 7:50, 7:55 this evening. We do want to bring this news to you. Ian Rappaport reporting that Caleb Williams is likely to have one visit with an NFL team. That visit was completed today with the Chicago Bears. He was at the facility earlier today. He was out at dinner with the Bears last night as well. Rappaport saying moments ago, likely his only visit as Chicago hones in. So it seems like all indications are that Caleb Williams will be the number one pick for the Chicago Bears. In case you were listening to Carmen and Yurko earlier today, Eddie on the north side tried to convince that Caleb Williams will be going to Washington. Hey, boys! Eddie, what do you think of this new information that Caleb Williams is likely only to visit with the Bears?
It's fog, boys.
All right. Come on, Eddie.
I'm thinking that way. I don't know. It's like the college players that they can go wherever they want right now.
No, they can't.
And then like a Stephon Diggs thing.
He's going to be drafted by the Bears.
He's drafted by the first team that wants him. And the first team that wants him are the Bears. He has to go play in Chicago.
I know, but there's always something that happens, like Eli Manning.
There's something that always happens and bringing up the one of two examples where it's happened is not saying something that always happens.
I know, but Abdallah, I'm saying that I think it's going to become more and more happening in the NFL.
Well, it's not happening this year with Caleb.
No, these college players, like in college football now, they're like, you know what? I'm done here. I'm going. And they can do it. Why can't it happen in the NFL? You know, Caleb Williams, he's got a lot of money. You know what I mean? He's like, okay, whatever. Here's an example.
Why would he want to go to Washington over Chicago?
I don't know. I read a couple of articles and everything.
Real articles or clickbait?
He's from there.
So? Okay, that's
he'd
it.
Like
that's
to
it.
Play
he's
there.
No, he's from there. He's never said that he wanted to play there.
He didn't say that?
No.
Okay, then
when did he say articles?
Out of them all, but
you read all of the articles on the internet. You're the guy. You read all of them.
Black, listen to what's going on right now, okay? We got Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs takes off from Buffalo. We have Keelan Allen takes off from San Diego. And we rate these quarterbacks as Keelan. Josh Allen and Justin Herbert. Oh, wow, okay, da-da-da-da-da. Why are these top receivers, like, leaving these top quarterbacks that elevate their games, you know, like throwing them touchdowns, getting them yardages, and you know what that evaluates into? It evaluates them into money, and money means when you bring stats, you bring money into contracts, and they're like,
that's what contracts
what?
Are, Eddie. They're money.
Wait, oh go ahead. What?
Contracts are money. What? Do you not understand how the NFL works?
No,
contracts are money.
Absolutely. It's money and everything like that. I mean, Josh Allen, you know what? I mean, Stephon Diggs is like, you know, he's not throwing it to me anymore. You know what he's doing? Josh Allen is back to when he was a rookie in the first and second year. You know what he's doing? He's running. He's like, you know what? I'm going to get these touchdowns. I'm going to run them in. I'm going to look good at this. But receivers, they're like, pass me the ball. I can do it. And it's just like Justin Fields over here. I mean, these receivers that come in is like, wait a minute. I'm a top receiver. If Justin Fields
DJ
is going to
really
run
hated
all
Justin
the time,
Fields.
He's not going to pass it to me. You know what I mean? It's like, you got to give me the stuff or I'm not going to make it. And it's
Eddie, can you hang on the line?
Detroit.
Can you hang on the line, Eddie?
Hold on, Eddie. We have Dino
in Cincinnati that would like to give a commentary to what Eddie has been saying. What's up, Dino?
Eddie, you suck, man.
Oh, jeez.
No, listen, man. Listen, I listen every day, man. I listen to you calling the radio. You calling the different shows, man. And it's like, all you do is whine and complain. Shut up, all right? Shut up. You suck. We're getting Caleb Williams, and that's what it is.
All right, Dino, thank you for the phone call.
Appreciate it. Love you guys.
Thanks, Dino. Eddie, your thoughts?
What's that? Come on. Hey, I can guarantee you guys one thing right now, and I said that about Justin Fields, and I was right. Caleb Williams, right now, April 3rd of this day, will never, ever win a Super Bowl for the Chicago Bears. All right?
Or else what? What will you do when that happens?
What if he does?
No, I'm not. But that's a fact. No, he won't. It won't happen.
What if he does?
He's not gonna.
Okay, but what if he does?
Black and Abdallah, I invited you guys in the backyard. We're going to have the whole podcast over here.
I don't want to do a podcast in your house.
You want me to? You're making me come to your house to work?
What? I told I didn't tell Danny over there. You can come over here on the north side. We'll have a whole podcast over here. And you know what? And then at the Metallica concert, you remember the two plants that I grew? Me, Abdallah, Black, we're going to burn one down over there at the Metallica concert.
He's not
going to
win
a
Super Bowl before
the
Metallica concert. That's in August.
We're going to smoke some weed?
I know.
Is that what we're going to do, Eddie?
Dudes, and we bought tickets, last year?
Are you growing your weed plants inside?
I did for a portion of it. Only two of them, which is legal. But they came out awesome. No, I brought them outside.
They're outside now?
It's kind of a...
Backyard?
Yes, correct.
Do you have to cover them when weather like today rolls through?
No, this is like last year.
All right. All right, Eddie. Thank you for the phone call.
Eddie, what's your strain called? What do you call
Metallica concert? So,
what do you call your strain, Eddie?
Let's see. The ESPN 1000 Kush.
I think there's some kind of naming rights issue there. I don't think Zerman will allow that to happen. But
okay, but whatever. Hey, you asked me.
Thank you, Eddie.
Hey, boys, great show.
Thank you. Did you have a final comment for Dino in Cincinnati?
Dino, I love you. I respect your comments and everything like that. But we'll see what happens with Caleb. But I don't even think he's going to be here. I'm thinking he's going to be drafted by Washington.
Okay. He'll be drafted by the Bears. Thank you, Eddie.
All right.
Don't get that on the YouTube show.
That's
gotta get it in tonight.
Good, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, well.
Tip of the cap from Eddie there.
Yeah.
Chalking it up to the game.
I should have asked before we went to Eddie if you would like to play door one or door two. Would you like to hear the other option for door one or door two here on the program?
We only do this like once a week, not so sure. Go ahead.
Door two. We go to Chase on the south side. Hello, Chase.
Black, what's happening, bro?
Hello, Chase. What's up?
It was good seeing you last weekend.
Oh, yeah, it was good. Why do you think, if I'm there working with all the equipment for the Carmen and Yurko show, why did you think that I could talk? You just walked right through the Twitch cam. You walked right up. Carmen's hosting. Yurko's trying to figure out what's going on. And you're trying to give me a high five and talk to me. I'm like, I'm working. What's going on, Chase?
You weren't working, Black. You were chilling.
I was working. Working hard.
You were chilling. I know you were. Hey, Abdallah, I got a would you rather for you.
No.
Wrong show.
Okay? No, I got a would you rather. Okay, Abdallah, would you rather hear Eddie from the North Side talk football 24 hours, or would you rather have Mitch Trubisky at quarterback?
Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Come on, Abdallah. Hey, okay, now I ain't calling to talk about that. I just want to say, I heard Eddie, and he made my ears for hearing that. Hey, could y'all ask, do me a favor? Next time y'all get Eddie on, could y'all ask him this one question? Could y'all ask him, would he take Jaden Daniels? And just ask every black quarterback that's there, could you ask him that? Just ask him. No, seriously, ask him. Like, ask him, what does he think of Jaden Daniels? Or ask him, what does he think of Patrick Mahomes? Does he think he's the greatest quarterback of all time? Just ask him that. Just see what he's saying.
I think he'll respond with Brock Purdy.
Yeah. But I was wanting to talk about with the number 9 pick. I told you guys, I think the Bears should go. I would rather them go edge rusher. I want them to get a pass rush. Because, you know, wide receiver, of course you want to get a wide receiver, but you can find receivers late in the draft. The Bears, they need a game record. They need a guy that can pair with Sweat. And you get a guy on the other edge rusher to pair with Montez Sweat. That will make their defense formidable. And also, that'll make the defensive backs look already good. Could you imagine getting another edge rusher? And then that's just going to make the secondary even much better. And then what they can do is, I don't know, they got that extra second-round pick from Carolina. There is a possibility that you can maybe work out a trade, maybe trade back into the second round and get a wide receiver in the second round, maybe. I don't know. But I just would rather them go edge rusher because that's where the game is always won at the trenches. They have to upgrade that. That's where most of the – when the Bears was having those collapses towards the end of – you remember the loss of Detroit, the Cleveland game,
yeah.
The Denver game? The problems with those collapses is because of the pass rush. They had no pass rush. That was the biggest issue. They couldn't get pressure on the quarterback. And you need a closer. You need a guy that can hold games. I mean, if you watch the Super Bowl this past season, the Kansas City Chiefs proved that you don't need a great receiver. You just need – a guy who can wreck the game. I mean, Chris Jones was really the MVP of that Super Bowl. You know, he wrecked that whole game against the 49ers.
Sure.
That's why I'm more proponent of either getting an edge rusher or them trading back and getting a three technique or somebody on the line of scrimmage on their defense. So that's what I would rather them do rather than draft a wide receiver at the number 9 pick.
All right. Good point, Chase. Appreciate you.
All right, guys, have a good one.
There is Chase on the south side. Spock and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Taking your phone calls at 312-332-3776. We'll continue with the football conversation. Also, Soldier Field, what's the latest? Will the Bears build on the lakefront? Well, big surprise, Abdallah. The Friends of the Park are not happy with the way the Bears have kind of gone about this, trying to figure out if they can build next to Soldier Field on the south lot. We'll talk about that coming up next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah. ESPN Chicago. Black and Abdallah are back on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Earlier today, Abdallah, WTTW, on their website, they had an article, Friends of the Park Encourage Thoughtful Approach as Bears Prepare Proposal for New Lakefront Stadium. You know, Abdallah, this entire conversation with the Bears looking at Chicago as the main focus and no longer looking at Arlington Heights, the one thing that you continue to suggest is that the Friends of the Park will not be happy with any of this.
No.
And they'll push back on any ideas that the Bears would like to commit $2 billion to the museum campus to revamp the infrastructure and to build a stadium directly south of the existing stadium. Right there on the Waldron Deck is where they are going to try and build the stadium, right there on the Waldron Deck, and then turn Soldier Field, what it currently sits as, into a park that people can use as the public.
Yeah.
And you have kind of pointed the entire way that the Friends of the Park will not have that.
Yeah, I don't think the Friends of the Park are actually friends of any park, because this is now going to be, what, the second thing that they try to kill? They successfully killed the Star Wars Museum that George Lucas was trying to put up.
Yeah.
That would have, you know, generated revenue for the city of Chicago that people would have gone to go see, that I'm sure they would have, you know, put up, they would have redone some of those areas around the parks and that as they're doing the construction and everything like that. And now the Bears want to build there and then eventually turn Soldier Field into a very nice park. But the Friends of the Park don't want a nicer park. They just want the park that's trampled on by Lollapalooza every single year, that NASCAR shuts down now every single year because they're coming back, that basically there's 3 days during the year that you can use Grant Park as an actual park.
Yeah.
They're okay with that. But when the Bears want to revamp the lakefront area with a new stadium, with a new park system that's going to be there, all that kind of stuff, no, 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 no. Not okay.
This is why I read the article. I don't care about the Friends of the Park, but I was trying to see if there's like a tidbit of information we can pull from it, because right now we don't know what the actual plans are from the Bears. Kevin Warren hasn't given us anything. The Bears haven't said anything. All we know is that the focus is on the lakefront, and it seems as if Kevin Warren and the Bears want to build a stadium on the lakefront, and that Arlington Heights seems to be on the back burner. So I read the article because I'm like, maybe there's a little something that we can get from this. And I would imagine at some point soon, because they want to start get these plans set in motion this year, we'd find out what this plan is.
Yeah.
So I read the article, and we all know that it's, it was like 2 weeks ago that Kevin Warren stated that the Bears would commit $2 billion to transform the museum campus, revamp the infrastructure around Soldier Field, which would also go into changing up how Lakeshore Drive passes by the stadium. They want to take Columbus and they want to put it underneath Lakeshore Drive, so no longer you have to have that stoplight that's right there on the north end of Soldier Field. Jin Kilgore, the executive director of the Friends of the Park, this is from the article from WTTW. He said the organization has begun to meet with Kevin Warren about the plans and that they are concerned the project is moving too quickly, thus diminishing the time allowed to consider all options. This is from Jin Kilgore, the director of Friends of the Park. Here's the quote. It's very hard to imagine a proposal like this, although, again, it's very vague so far. What's troubling is sometimes it feels that people come in, you know, power brokers, billionaires, think, well, maybe the rules don't quite apply to us. That's from the director of the Friends of the Park. Now, I, like you, I don't care much for the Friends of the Park, but this is their pushback. Their pushback is when Kevin Warren says it would increase the park space by 20%, they don't quite believe that that's what's actually going to take place, and that they feel as if the Bears, perhaps, maybe Kevin Warren, perhaps, think that they can come in and just that the rules don't apply to how things have been done in the past. But Abdallah, you brought it up. They have already derailed a great, beautiful project that could have been in that very spot to begin with the Lucas Museum for the Star Wars thing.
Yeah, I mean, to me, this is the Bears want to build in Chicago. They want to stay down here. Obviously, Kevin Warren has said that he wants to stay down here. It just seems like there's less red tape to just go to Arlington. You can do whatever you want to on at Arlington. You've got As long as you pay the taxes, which they've given you leniency on, you've got all that land, you can do whatever you want to. There's no Friends of Arlington.
I mean, there's people that live in Arlington Heights, and then there's taxpayers.
It seems like that there's people that want the Bears to come there, that want they want to build that area. I'm sure there are people that don't want them to move to Arlington. I get that. I understand that. There's going to be people that don't want anything. There's always opposition. But it's these groups with the red tape that just think, oh, well, we don't want to ruin our views of the lake, and we don't want to, like, what? Have you been down? Like, when was the last time you were in a park, in Grant Park, or in by the lake?
Well, to be fair, I don't currently live in the Loop or in the South Loop or in the area around the parks. When I did, though, for many years, I lived immediately to the east of where we're sitting at 190 North here at State and Lake. I used to live right there near Maggie Daly Plaza. I was in the park almost every day. The parks are beautiful. They're fantastic. When I lived in the South Loop, I was in the park every day. I would walk the dog. I would go for runs. It was beautiful. Adding an additional stadium next to Soldier Field would not change the fact that Grant Park and the rest of the parks are beautiful.
I don't think it would at all. I think that if you do what they want, what they've proposed.
My point is people can use it. I think what hurts those who use those parks is Lollapalooza, the NASCAR, if there's going to be an IndyCar race, F1, if that stuff shuts down the park.
Mini Taste of Chicago?
It's unusable.
Yeah.
When Lollapalooza is here setting up for 3 weeks.
It's 2 weeks to set up, a week to tear down. You've got the festival.
That ruins the park experience.
Yeah.
Building a stadium directly to the south of Soldier Field does not ruin the park experience. It doesn't.
No.
I'm sorry. It doesn't.
And if anything, you would have more park to use because their idea is to use Soldier Field, tear down the inside and use it and leave the columns up and use it as park space. Like put grass there and fields and all that kind of stuff.
Am I right to bring up, though, when you read the article, it's interesting that the Friends of the Park are pointing to this project is moving too quickly. It seems very vague. And sometimes power brokers and billionaires think that they can bend the rules.
It's probably moving too quickly for a bunch of people that ride bikes everywhere or something.
Wow, hating on the bikes.
You hate bikes, too.
Well, I don't currently ride a bike.
Bikers.
Mike in Glendale Heights, you're on ESPN 1000. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. First of all, I love the show. Love chatting with you guys.
Thanks, man.
As a person that has grown up 5 minutes, I'm 31, has grown up 25 years of my life, 5 minutes adjacent to the park, Arlington Heights area. And as someone that has worked for the school districts 211 in that area, which first of all, I thought they were a little aggressive, but now they've backtracked because exactly what you guys just said, the Bears are focused on downtown. As a lifetime Bears fan, the tailgating in Bears land is not ideal. And to get there and to get out is just a battle in itself, which is why a lot of home fans don't go to the game in general. If they build in Arlington Heights, majority of their season ticket holders are relatively within Arlington Heights radius. And you bought the land. You already have the Metro there. You already have an open area to build whatever it is you so please without having these so-called Parks of the Friends or Friends of the Park, whatever you want to call them, dictating
Friends
what
of the
you
park.
Do.
Yeah.
And so I don't understand why you buy the land in the first place if you're not planning on building there, because it would make a much more conducive area to build on. And you already have the highway right there. All you got to do is build an exit. It's an easy in and out for people who want to go there as far as local. It's also very great for people downtown because you have the Metro. So to me, logistic-wise, it just doesn't make any sense to build downtown because you already have limited space and you already have people telling you yes and no, no and yes. So I really hope the Bears choose not to build in downtown. I love the city of Chicago. Don't get me wrong. I used to work on Michigan Avenue. But if logistics-wise, they have to build in Arlington Heights.
Mike, do you consider yourself a friend of Arlington?
Well, I'm from Palatine, which is the adjacent town. Mm-hmm. I lived in Arlington Heights for 3 years. They're a great town. The downtown area is whatever. But logistics-wise, that's what matters. I like parks. I'm a friend of the parks, I guess, but not in this particular situation.
Okay. All right. We got you down. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
There is Mike in Glendale Heights. He's a friend of Parks of the Friends. That's what he said. Friends of the Parks. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. We'll continue the conversation at 312-332-3776. I do want to get to this first. It's the game of the night brought to you by Camlin Sports. Camlin, it's where we play. Abdallah, in the NBA tonight, there's a lot of good matchups. Last night, there was a lot of good NBA action as well. Mm-hmm. Tonight's game of the night, I think, will go to Cleveland at Phoenix. Cavaliers, Suns, 9 o'clock, ESPN television. Both teams are playoff teams. The Suns are in a battle right now in the Western Conference, trying to stay in the standings, trying to get to the 7th and the 6th spot. They're battling with the Kings and the Pelicans. So we'll see if Phoenix at 44-31, if they can get a win at home. And Cleveland, to be honest, in the Eastern Conference, they've been the surprise team of the East throughout this season. They've been really good. They're the 3 seed right now. They've had a fantastic season to this point. So I'm going to go game of the night, Cavs at Suns a little bit later, 9 o'clock this evening.
So Cavs plus 5.5 against the Suns tonight. You think that the Cavs can cover the 5.5?
I just think it's a good game.
You just think it's a good game.
I wasn't giving you a pick.
I thought you were giving me a pick. I thought you were giving me a pick.
No, I just said I thought you were saying
the way you talked up the Cavs, like, listen, I know you I know you weren't specifically giving me a pick, but the way you talked up the Cavs, I'm like, ooh, okay. Maybe I'll sprinkle a little bit on Cavs plus 5.5 and make it a little more interesting.
I just think it'll be good basketball.
I agree with you.
All right. You want to sprinkle on the Cavs?
We could sprinkle the Cavs.
We could sprinkle on the Cavs. Yes. They've been good all season.
That'll be a good game to watch regardless. But the way you were dancing around it.
Did I not sell the Suns enough?
No, I just think you were dancing around, Adam, take the Cavs. You're the voice in the back of my head, Adam, take the Cavs.
Let's see. The Cavs are 4-6 in their last 10. The Suns are 6-4.
Okay.
Suns are the home team. They need this game. Sacramento, they're tied with Sacramento, the 7th and the 8th seeds in the West. You know, you want to try and get out of the play-in games. They're only a game back of the Pelicans in the 6th spot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you want to take the points in the Cavs, I could sprinkle that. I could see it.
So tonight we're friends of the Cavs.
Friends of the Cavs tonight. That's your game of the night from Camlin Sports. Camlin, it's where we play. It's Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Continue with your calls on the Bears next.
Black and Abdallah, ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. Follow Chicago's home for sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago. You're listening to Black and Abdallah on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Eric in Oak Park, you're on ESPN 1000 with Black and Abdallah. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, there is a straightforward solution to the Bears problem that makes everybody happy. It's going to sound insane, but give them the stadium. I used to work in planning in the Park District. This is the same approach that the county took with the old Cook County Hospital. He built in the stadium on a 99-year ground lease. The Park District keeps the land, and that gives them the collateral to take the ridiculous stadium that's in there out and build a proper one. I sat down with the plans. You can fit an NFL football field running east and west in between the colonnades. It will fit. And then you can build a seating deck on the north and south as high as you want without hitting the colonnades. And then you don't have a second hole in the ground in an old stadium that nobody knows what to do with. Like I said, the beautiful renovation of the old Cook County Hospital was done this way. It's a 99-year lease, allows them to collateralize it so the Bears could build a proper stadium where 100% of the seats are in between the end lines.
How would you make that an indoor stadium, though? Because they want an indoor stadium.
Oh, build a dome over the top of it. The geometry is such as if you turn it like that, you have enough room between the south end zone, certainly before the north part of the stadium, to put the supports necessary to build a dome.
Okay.
All right.
Build it inside. You get rid of the ridiculous stadium that everyone hates, scooped out of there, and put a proper stadium with as many seats as you want, and they're all in between the end lines, which has always been a problem. You get too many seats in the end zones. But you do a 99-year ground lease, and they can collateralize it and fix it. And they're going to build, they're working that right now on a brand new stadium for Northwestern. So the Bears play in Evanston for 2 years while they redo the old Soldier Field.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting kind of situation as well. If it gets if they get the go to build where the Bears will go while this all takes place. Thanks for the call, Eric. Appreciate you.
No problem.
I would imagine it's not going to be Northwestern because I think that stadium is only going to fit like 40,000 people, right? Isn't
it small?
Yeah, it's
going to be. They're making it smaller. Also, if they build it, if they end up building in Arlington, it won't matter as long as they get it done before the lease is up at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
But even if they build it south of Soldier Field, you could still play at Soldier Field while building the stadium south of Soldier Field.
Yes.
And then tear down the other stadium and build it, you know, for the parks.
Yeah, I think the problem is they've already said that the spot that they're looking at is the Waldron Deck.
Yeah.
So if you're going to build there, that would eliminate all of that parking. All of the infrastructure it takes to bring in to construct the stadium would have to be in that area.
Yeah.
So even if the stadium that they currently play in is still standing and operational, I don't think you'd be able to throw events at that stadium while building next door a stadium on the parking lot, because they said it would be the Waldron Deck and then some of the south lot.
Yeah, that would be tough.
So what would you do with the people that are traveling to the current Soldier Field while they're trying to erect the new one? I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
Go to U of I again.
Well, I will not be doing that. You can go. You can enjoy that. You're more than welcome to drive down there. That seemed like a great time for everyone that that went down there and then brought...
I never went.
Everyone that went brought back the... There's a timeout. Where? On the field. That was a champagne thing. That never happened at the old Soldier
Field.
It only happened when they came back because apparently it was something that they did down there.
Weird.
Bizarre. Strange. Trying to watch a Bears game. What the hell are you people doing?
Is it worse than the Wave?
It's pretty close. It was pretty annoying.
Bad.
Charlie, if you were ever able to experience it live, it was pretty obnoxious.
It makes no sense. I don't understand it at all.
Of course it makes no sense. It's welcome to our city. It's what we do. I do want to say this. This is exciting. We have a very uneventful song of the night coming up in about 10 minutes here on the station. But right now, if you call 312-332-3776, we have two pairs of tickets to give away to see Korn. That's right, September 28th, Saturday, September 28th at Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Tickets are available at livenation.com. Callers 10 and 20 at 312-332-3776. You get a pair of tickets to see Korn. That's right, September 28th at Credit Union One. Callers 10 and 20 at 312-332-3776. We featured Korn a bunch on the Song of the Night, so we thought that it would be a little aggressive to go Korn for the Song of the Night and then give away the tickets. So we're going to give away the tickets, and in 10 minutes, we'll give you a different Song of the Night.
Go see Korn. They're so good live.
They're fantastic.
They are so good live. I've seen them multiple times. I loved Korn.
I've told
you before,
I think they are the best band I've seen live. I saw them in their heyday.
Yeah.
When they were in their prime before they got a little messed up.
Before they got weird.
But in their prime, they were incredible.
Oh, yeah. I saw them. We were in high school, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen. I don't know if they're the best I've ever seen, but if you like them and you've never seen them, you must go see them.
How could I say that? They were a band that gave full effort the entire set.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes an act comes out, they hit their main songs, and then he's hanging out, you know. Like, I once saw Timberlake, and it was the laziest show I've ever seen in my life. It was trash. But, you know, it was the Timberlake Jay-Z
concert.
Jay-Z would come out.
At Soldier Field.
He would perform for, like, 35 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Timberlake would come out and do a little dance for 10 minutes and then disappear, and Jay-Z would come out and go for another 40 minutes.
Yeah.
It was like... Timberlake is lazy. What is he doing?
It was not good.
He was terrible.
Korn, great.
Korn, the opposite. They're out there melting your face off from the entire set. They were incredible. I thought it was great. Yeah, it probably helped that I saw Korn before Linkin Park. It was a Project Revolution tour.
Okay.
So Korn was not the headliner. Linkin Park was the headliner because this is when they were mega big.
Yeah.
They were almost the biggest band in the world at that moment. Mm-hmm. In time in music, and Korn seemed to have a extra aggression that they were not the headline.
Oh, I love that.
They were out to ruin the rest of the night because they were so blanking good.
See, I saw them as a headliner. It was them, Stained, and Static X.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, Korn's obviously the heavy hitter there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Stained, that song that It's Been a While was huge then from Stained, and Mudshovel was still, like, it was still there, but they were pretty big from It's Been a While.
Yeah,
and
but Stained's low energy.
I know.
It's him, like, leaning down, crouching,
their first
singing,
album's
and, like,
pretty heavy. The one with Mudshovel on it is pretty good. And Static X were crazy. This is with their first lead singer before he died. And they were awesome. But Korn, at one point, Jonathan Davis got up on this platform that raised him all the way to, like, the rafters while he was playing his bagpipes before Chutes and Ladders. And then it lowered him, and then that's when the curtain dropped and the rest of the band appeared for the encore during Chutes and Ladders. So good.
It was pretty awesome. All right, callers 10 and 20. You'll win a pair of tickets to see Korn September 28th, Credit Union One Amphitheater, Tinley Park. Tickets at livenation.com. Make sure you check out our YouTube page, Bleck and Abdallah. We have a new YouTube page. It went live last night. Subscribe. The key here is when you subscribe, you'll be alerted anytime we post a new video. Throughout the summer, when the Chicago White Sox are on our air here on ESPN 1000, many nights, we will not have a show here on the air. We will have a show, though, for you in podcast form and also on YouTube. So if you subscribe to our YouTube page at Bleck and Abdallah, you'll get the shows when there's White Sox games going on here on ESPN 1000. So, for example, tomorrow night and Friday night, we have White Sox baseball here on the evenings here on ESPN 1000. Mm-hmm. So both Thursday and Friday of this week, tomorrow and Friday, we will have new YouTube shows. Our After Dark show, our After Hours show, will be right there on YouTube for you to watch. So make sure you subscribe. And then also, if you listen to the show on the podcast,
still be
the audio of the YouTube show will also be on the podcast page on the ESPN Chicago app. If you listen through Apple, Spotify, whatever podcast option you use, we will be there as well. So when the White Sox are on, we are not going away. We will just be on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the channel because you will be alerted to new shows. We had two shows yesterday, one with David Kaplan. That's right. Cappy was on with us.
We agreed
a lot on a lot of things. It was a little strange.
Yeah. It was weird. Something was in, there was an imbalance in the universe. We agreed so much.
Cap was on the show last night, and then also our after-hours show features clips throughout the day, things that you see on the internet. So it's a little bit different style of our Bleck and Abdallah show, but it's right there on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel, tell a friend, and also download the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Coming up next, we'll have the song of the night.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah. ESPN Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. Bleck and Abdallah are back. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago. On FM 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app, and ESPN 1000.
To Jack McGrath and to Charlie Bevins for producing tonight's show, Bleck and Abdallah. Remember, we'll return tomorrow night on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Bleck and Abdallah. Tomorrow evening, we'll have two new episodes right there on YouTube, right on the Bleck and Abdallah channel. Bleck and Abdallah, make sure you subscribe. Same with Friday. We will be there on YouTube. That's where we'll be for the rest of the week. And also, if you listen through the podcast, it'll be on the podcast as well. So check us out on YouTube or the podcast. We'll have new content up for you both Thursday and Friday as we'll have White Sox baseball right here on ESPN 1000 tomorrow night and Friday.
A lack of lollygagging.
Oh, there you go. Len Casper. You'll hear Len, Connor, and DJ. They'll have the call of the game right here on ESPN 1000. We'll get to the song of the night in just a moment, Abdallah. Mm-hmm. You alerted me to this. There's new information out there that a new Matrix movie is in the works. Hollywood is at it again. Let's just make more of something you already know. Some original content from IP that we already are familiar with.
Yeah, this is not a reboot or anything like that. This is being billed as the fifth movie, because the fourth one came out a few years ago. It was supposed to come out during the pandemic, and it didn't, and then they just released it on HBO Max, correct?
Yeah, it was like a COVID casualty as far as like the timing of the film being released. I thought it was pretty good. I watched it.
I didn't mind it.
I liked it.
This is going to be the first one with the Wachowski not directing. So Drew Goddard is going to direct this movie. He did The Cabin in the Woods. And he is going to direct this movie.
He's the director from The Martian.
Yeah,
that was
The Martian.
a great movie.
It's not Matrix-y, but yeah, sure. Lana Wachowski is going to produce, going to be the executive producer. So the Wachowskis are still involved somehow, or a Wachowski is still involved somehow, but they're not going to be directing. I think the first Matrix, we have a producer who's working for us tonight. Jack McGrath was not born when the first Matrix came out.
And we don't have time to really get into this, but Jack, you haven't seen the Matrix,
I've never seen the movie, no.
He wasn't born when it came out.
It's on my list of things that I need to watch.
What do you think the movie's about?
It's an action movie. I think they go back in time. They do the thing where they dodge the bullets and they
go, whoa. So you have no reference for Red Pill or Blue Pill.
Oh,
like that.
For heaven's sake.
Does that make them lose their memory?
You think it's a time-traveling movie. This is great. See, we're running out of show. We're going to be on YouTube tomorrow. This is fantastic.
This is
I should have brought this up earlier. All right, we got to get to the song of the night, a song that we're not happy about. Here we go.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
Also, congrats to Steve from Oak Lawn and Frank from Franklin Park. They won the corn ticket September 28th at Credit Union 1. Go to livenation.com for tickets. Tonight's song, we go to Radiohead, Karma Police from 1997. A brutal, terrible, god-awful band that neither of us like. That's right. It's Radiohead, finally making their debut appearance on the Song of the Night with Bleck and Abdullah. Yeah, Karma Police.
Karma Police.
I hate this band. I've tried. I really have. I've tried. I've listened to all of their offerings.
Why?
Because they're supposed to be good. I don't understand why people... I think people just say that they like Radiohead.
People aren't really Radiohead fans. Come on now.
They just want to seem smarter than you. No one actually likes this band.
Yes. Yes, it's like what I do when I say that Mad Men's my favorite TV show.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
To sound like I'm a little...
It's no one's favorite TV show. It's not.
Than others.
It's not.
That's my trick. That's what I do. All right, this is why we've selected Radiohead's Karma Police for the Song of the Night. If we go back to 1998, on April the 3rd, Lollapalooza was officially canceled. That's right. The original traveling act of Lollapalooza was canceled on this date in 1998 because... Green Day, the Foo Fighters, and Radiohead all turned Lollapalooza down to be headliners for the event, so they canceled it in 1998. It was on a hiatus for a few years. It popped back in 2003. They canceled it again in 2004. And then Abdallah in 2005, it reappeared in one location out in Grant Park.
Yeah, I was at that 2005 one. I didn't go to, obviously, I was too young to go, but I remember... 2005 when he came back, it was Weezer, Primus, Cake, Widespread Panic, Dinosaur Jr. Who else was there? Like OK Go was there. Black Keys were there. There were a ton of bands there. There were a lot of bands there. I like Lollapalooza. It's been fun.
It originally started as a tour, right? Yeah. Like from city to city. And now for over, 20 years, essentially, it's been one location for a weekend, which I think is a cool idea because there are multiple festivals of the likes around the country instead of just a traveling roadshow.
The first lineup, Jane's Addiction, Susie and the Banshees, Living Color, Nine Inch Nails, Body Count, which is Ice-T's band, Butthole Surfers, Rollins Band, and the side stage was Emergency Broadcast Network.
And that was 1991.
That was 1991.
So it ran from 91 until 1998, when then they canceled it. A part of it was because in 98, music like this wasn't really cool anymore. Because the boy bands and everything kind of took over and Lollapalooza was canceled. So there you go for the six of you who are Radiohead fans in the audience. Radiohead, Karma Police, it's your song of the night. Now you can't say that we've ignored Radiohead. It's on the list as your song of the night.
We finally did it.
There it is.
Maybe one day we'll play Dave.
No, we won't. We won't. Wow. This is great.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial.
How'd they
because
do that?
It's time for
what dial? There's no
He's
dial.
He's a genius.
Yeah, it's just an experiment.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
Talk to you tomorrow on YouTube. Subscribe.
Chicago's home for sports. Bleck and Abdullah, ESPN Chicago.